This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Obama administration has had no warm feelings for for-profit colleges, especially the ones that are alleged to have lured students in with promises of jobs, only to leave them with worthless degrees and debt they can't pay. Corinthian colleges and ITT Tech might come to mind. To that end, the Department of Education is out with some new rules today, taking aim at what it calls predatory colleges and spelling out how the former students of those schools might qualify for debt relief. From the Education Desk at WYPR, Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
Since Corinthian colleges collapsed last year amid allegations of fraud, the Education Department has agreed to discharge $247 million in former students' loans. And today it announced new rules for handling such claims in the future.
The announcements today include many wins for students.
Jennifer Wang with the Institute for College Access and Success says those wins include automatic debt relief for students whose colleges close, and schools will no longer be able to force students to sign away their right to sue if they have complaints. Wang says many for-profit colleges require private arbitration.
Schools were using this secretive tribunal to really put their students at a disadvantage and to hide fraud and abuse.
The regulations apply to students who borrow starting July of next year. Ann Bowers represented students in the rulemaking process.
It's a start, but it's nowhere near enough, and they have not granted near the relief needed for the Corinthian students, including myself.
The industry isn't happy either. Steve Gunderson is president of the trade group Career Education Colleges and Universities. He says the new regulations will crush career education by requiring schools at risk of closing to post a letter of credit proving they can cover the cost of discharge loans.
The reality is that banks will not provide this kind of automatic letter of credit.
Gunderson says it's too soon to say if his group will sue to block the regulations, as it has with other rules. He says he's still getting through all 900-plus pages. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.